The end of the lockdown means children in Uganda will once again get to experience one of the most important parts of their lives, education. Schools there have been closed since March 2020, shortly after the first case of COVID-19 was confirmed on the African continent. Some classes reopened in February last year, but shut down again 4 months later as the country faced a surge in infections. Analysts say the last 2 years have had a devastating effect on children and young people.
Why schools had to remain closed for this long is a question that, by and large, nobody can ask. Even the government itself cannot explain completely. There has been huge increase in child sex molestations, particularly teenage pregnancies across the country reported. Have there been huge cases of child marriages?
Bars, discos and cinemas are also due to open up in the coming weeks, much to the relief of people who work in the country's entertainment industry.
We've stayed way too long, acting like we are scared of it in terms of the measures and all of that. Yet, in reality, we are ready to live with it. And it doesn't look like it's about to go away.
Ugandans have suffered a lot in the past 2 years. So we're going to go and get immunized. I'm quite optimistic that we will stay open.
Uganda imposed some of the most strict and lengthy rules in the world to contain the virus. Since the pandemic began, it's reported 137,000 cases of coronavirus and more than 3,000 deaths. The president says a high vaccination rate means it's now safe for the country to reopen. But during his public address, he added that some measures could be reinstated if cases rise steadily. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.